You're listening to the Central Valley TV News Podcast. On this episode, we'll be reporting on the addition of a helicopter to the Stockton Police Department. The city was given a government grant of $3 million to purchase a new helicopter and the equipment needed to outfit it. Police Chief Eric Jones said the vehicle will be a great addition for public safety countywide and gave this presentation.
So today is a pretty exciting day for us here at Stockton Police Department because never in the history of the city of Stockton have we had a helicopter that's been operated for patrol support. We've had several attempts to be able to run air support for the city of Stockton, and we are finally able to do so based on the allotment that was given through the state budget that the governor signed this morning. And really thanking Assemblywoman Eggman as well as State Senator Galgiani for really pushing this through the budget process and the governor ultimately for signing it. That's the first that we know of where the state has actually provided funding, in this case $3 million, for a helicopter for the city of Stockton. We will, of course, make it available for agencies who need assistance within our area, within our county. But currently, San Joaquin County is one of the very few counties anywhere, especially for a population like ours and crime problems that we have, where we actually do not have a helicopter. So it's important, and we've seen example after example where a helicopter could be a resource or a tool that we just did not have available to be able to utilize. We have a pilot who actually is being certified to train other pilots. We have a plan. We have staffing that can actually operate this helicopter. And I'm often asked, well, what will this be used for? It will be a patrol support function. So that is everything from block searches, searching for wanted people, vehicle chases, as well as looking for missing persons, also for looking over levees during possible flood issues, natural disasters. It has many, many functions. As many of you know, we've rolled out a UAS or drone program, and one does not replace the other. They supplement one another. For example, the UASs are able to do a lot of things that a helicopter can, but also they cannot keep up with a vehicle pursuit. And so we know from experience and through data and research that a helicopter can reduce injuries for everyone when involved in a vehicle pursuit. We have had cases here in Stockton where, for example, if we look back to the Bank of the West incident a couple years ago, one thing we did not have as a resource or a tool, and we do not know whether it would have changed the circumstances that day, but it was a tool we did not have at our disposal to be able to use that day. So the helicopter, we think, is very valuable, very important. Yes, I'll be putting staffing on the helicopter that may be otherwise on patrol or in another part of the department, but we think that's a really effective and efficient use of resources because the helicopter can also help handle calls for service. It can actually help reduce or increase the amount of patrol ground support responding to a call based on what they see in the sky. A few examples may be a report of a large fight in the middle of an intersection somewhere in the city. And if the helicopter can quickly get eyes on that neighborhood or on that situation and say, okay, we need more or fewer resources, that's again a better use of our resources as the police department. It will be ultimately, we will go through a procurement process. So it is again $3 million that we will spend for air support for a helicopter. That is the helicopter as well as the equipment. So the equipment we plan on having are clearly mapping software, spotlight, PA system, but as well as a camera system and an infrared system. And so that equipment is very expensive, but we will go through a procurement process, not knowing exactly when we get the helicopter, but now that the budget has been signed, we can actually begin looking for the type of equipment that would be best for Stockton's air support program.
So Chief, will it be responding to incidents or will it be actually patrolling or both?
Both. So as is the case with most helicopter programs in urban settings, there are usually a few or a couple hours when it's operating where it's doing actual patrol over some of our hotspot neighborhoods perhaps. We do know that if a helicopter is up over a certain neighborhood, it can actually be somewhat of a crime suppression or a deterrent. And so we do plan on having it up in the air, helping with handle calls for service for the ground units. So that will be part of what they do, as well as be able to get up and in the air whenever requested. So it will actually be a combination of both. How often the helicopter will be operating once we have it will be incumbent upon the operating costs and the budget that we will be working on. So it could be up a few days a week. We may be able to expand it over time. Those are all things that we're looking at now to be as fiscally responsible as possible. But we do know a helicopter program is expensive. But when we look at the many, many things that it can provide for us, we actually think it's well worth the costs.
Would the primary be used at night or during the day?
Well, actually, it'll be a combination. So it could depend upon certain trends or things we have going on. Maybe one example would be sideshow activity. When we're having a lot of illegal activity with large groups of individuals with their vehicles, and we can adjust the helicopter schedule based on that or certain crime trends. So we're going to be flexible and look at both the crime data, but as well as trends going on. It may be a mix or a blend of daytime and nighttime operations.
And with the helicopter, do you expect any changes in the protocols for pursuits?
We will incorporate, so our current pursuit policy does have mention of air support and helicopters, but we will actually be revising not only our policy, but we will be undergoing a lot of training because our staff aren't accustomed to working with a helicopter on a regular basis. So we're looking at all of the best practices that are out there with both policy and training, and we will ensure that there's effective communication, what's expected when the helicopter is up, for example, during a vehicle pursuit. All of those things, policy related, we will be doing. I'll actually be taking this to my community advisory board, the policy. I want input from my community advisory board as well as my policy and practice subcommittee, which are members of the public, to provide me some input as well on community input on what a helicopter policy may look like and what will it be used for or not used for.
Chief, before this, you guys would rely on CHP or
yes, a combination, but most commonly when we would need a helicopter based on some incident, we would request that of California Highway Patrol, which was coming from quite some distance. So there was a rather lengthy response time. We also can ask for mutual aid for counties outside of San Joaquin County, so both Sacramento or Stanislaus County, for example. But in our case, we're one of the very, very few counties that did not have a helicopter program at all. Anywhere in the county. So we're always looking at regional approaches. So if we can share this aircraft with our other surrounding jurisdictions for things like sharing operational costs or when they really need it, we'll be there to help. But prior to this air support program that we're working on, we required a helicopter responding from quite some distance away, and there's a lengthy amount of time before it actually arrived.
Do you think you'll have the helicopter in operation by the end?
We're uncertain. It depends upon, as we just learned today, that we're actually getting the $3 million. Depending upon when the funding actually comes to the city of Stockton, and then we begin the actual procurement process, and then depending upon how long it takes to outfit the helicopter, could be anywhere between a few months to maybe 6 months or more. So those are things that we do know we're not going to get the helicopter immediately. But we can now at least begin the process of speccing out what we think we need in Stockton, which type of helicopter, which type of equipment, and then we can go through that procurement process that could take 3, 6, 8 months.
Chief, how important is this to Stockton?
This is very important for Stockton. This is something that my staff and I have been working on for well over 5 years, if not longer. The need for a helicopter in the city of Stockton to be able to assist on things like vehicle pursuits, missing persons calls, to be able to respond to a wanted person within a block, and our reliance upon outside agencies quite some distance outside our county has been a long road. It's very important for us in Stockton to have that ability, to have that aircraft as an additional resource or tool that can help us respond to incidents better, use our staff resources on the ground in a better way, and be able to provide eyes in the sky quick and in a safe manner for everyone.
Is this a safety issue too? Because would it help the officers on the ground if you go to an event that, like you said, a brawl in the street? Or
Very much. We know that air support programs do help with safety community as well as the community safety as well as the officer safety. And what I mean by that is it really is designed to make it safer for everyone. A vehicle chase, we want to make it as safe as possible for both the officers and the community, clearly. Could be a wanted subject running through a neighborhood. If we can get the helicopter overhead, that can make the arrest safer for the officers as well as the community. So it really is about providing better public safety, the best possible public safety that we can.
What do you say to, I spoke to some neighbors in one of the neighborhoods over here, South Stockton, and they were, some of them were a little skeptical that it would help. That, like, there's so much crime, like one said that their cars get broken into constantly, there's a lot of homeless people that break in. Mm-hmm. They're skeptical that the helicopter would get there in time to make a dent. What do you say to those people?
Yeah, so the thing about a helicopter is we recognize that they are expensive to purchase and expensive to operate. Here we are in an outstanding position to have the helicopter completely provided at no cost to the city, provided to the city of Stockton. We recognize our operating costs, but we do believe by having that helicopter up overhead in the city during certain hours will and can reduce crime under certain circumstances. It'll make things safer for the community, safer for the officers with responses, but also the helicopter can handle calls for service up in the air. We do know when we've had assistance in Stockton with CHP's helicopter for a couple long-term missions and operations, when the helicopter was over certain neighborhoods or communities, it actually did quell or keep a lid on some of the hot, especially gun crime or violent crime. So they've proven to be very effective. They do have a rather high operating cost, but that's something that I think we need to weigh upon. You know, do we have an additional 10 officers on the street, or do we have the helicopter up overhead that can actually help all of the officers on the street respond better, more efficiently, more effectively? Okay. Thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate you coming.
One other thing, do you have a photo of an example of the one you're going to purchase?
So we don't know which one we're going to purchase. We know that through the allocation of the $3 million, we now will go through the procurement. And there are a variety of types of very effective helicopters used for civilian police patrols in the United States and California. We're looking at all of those. And we're obviously going to want to get what we think is the best fit for Stockton for the cost that will provide us everything we need. For example, some very expensive helicopters are equipped to also do search and rescue. In this case, it's a patrol support function, so we need it to have the proper equipment. And I think the equipment is one of the most critical components of the helicopter. The helicopter isn't much good to us in patrol support if it doesn't have an excellent camera system, infrared system, spotlight, PA system, mapping system. So we'll be determining which actual helicopter is the best for Stockton. We've been working for over 2 years on a variety of ways to get a helicopter in Stockton. Actually, over 5 years, when we factor in, can we raise funds through the Police Foundation? We actually found that for $3 million, it just wasn't really achievable. We've looked at federal grants and funds. We've looked at a variety of ways. And so in particular with the state budget, we've been working at least 2 years with state elected officials to try to get this on the governor's desk. And today we were successful and we're very, very thankful for that.
Thank you for listening to the Central Valley TV News Podcast. For more local news and information, visit centralvalleytv.net. You can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and download our channel on Roku.